Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. I don't play for the performance. I don't play for the applause. I know who I play for. Today, we continue in the Money is Spiritual, the Metaphysics of Overflow series. Our focus today is rewriting your prosperity blueprint, practical and metaphysical steps. We're going to root today in Romans 12:2, and it says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This scripture reminds us that prosperity is not just about external change. It begins in the mind with the patterns and beliefs we renew. In the last episodes, I shared how I became a giver, but not a receiver. I shared how I didn't want to owe nobody, how that belief shaped my choices and my relationships. And if I'm honest, those beliefs served me for a time. They helped me stand on my own two feet. They gave me a sense of control when so much around me felt uncertain. Yes, those beliefs helped me survive. But survival is not the same as overflow. And here's what I need you to hear. Survival can look real good to a lot of people. The way I learned survival mode, I made it work. I generated lots of money. I earned awards. I accomplished things that many people envied. On the surface, it looked like success. But underneath, it was still survival. And survival always has a downside. Because survival, by definition, is about getting through, not about thriving. It meant that no matter how much I achieved, there was always an edge of exhaustion. There was always pressure. There was always the fear that if I stopped pushing, it would all fall apart. That's the truth about survival. It produces results, yes, but it doesn't produce freedom. It doesn't produce peace. And it doesn't produce overflow. And that's when I realized if the title of my life is going to be overflow, not survival, then I have to rewrite my prosperity blueprint. Here's what that looks like for me. Step one, see the pattern. I begin by looking at my patterns honestly. Where was I overgiving? Where was I refusing to receive? Where was I still living as if I had to carry everything alone? Naming the pattern is powerful because when you can see it, you can't unconsciously serve it anymore. Step two, neutralize the pattern. It's not enough just to see the pattern because if you can see it but judge it, you're still entangled with it. Neutralizing means I could say, yes, this belief helped me survive, but it doesn't serve me now. That removes the charge. It lets me honor it without continuing to live by it. Step three, practice the truth. And at the same time, I had to take metaphysical steps because it's not enough to change the outer pattern if your inner beliefs stay the same. So instead of just saying affirmations, I began practicing the truth. For me, that meant catching myself when I tried to give from emptiness and stopping. It meant letting someone do something for me without apologizing or feeling weak. It meant actually acting as though I had already believed I was supported, worthy, and abundant. That is how you rewrite a prosperity blueprint. Number one, see the pattern. Number two, neutralize it. And number three, practice the truth until it becomes your new normal. That's the work I'm still doing. And every time I do, I can feel the shift from survival into overflow. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The scripture is the foundation for rewriting your prosperity blueprint. Transformation doesn't come from pushing harder or hustling more. It comes from the renewing of your mind. And notice, renewal is a process. It doesn't say be transformed by ignoring the old patterns or be transformed by pretending you don't have to believe what you believe. No, it's about consciously renewing, replacing the old with the new. That's why the steps I share matter so much. See the pattern. You can't renew your mind if you don't first acknowledge what's in it. Bringing those beliefs into light is the first act of transformation. Neutralize the pattern. Renewal doesn't happen in shame or judgment. It happens when you can say, this served me once, but it no longer serves me now. That's the release, that clear space for something new. Then practice the truth. Renewal is not theory, it's lived. Every time you act as though the truth is real, you anchor it into your mind. That's how you prove, as Paul says, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, when you rewrite your prosperity blueprint, you are doing exactly what Romans 12:2 instructs, transforming your life by renewing your mind. You're replacing survival programming with God's blueprint of overflow. In metaphysics, everything is vibration. Your prosperity blueprint isn't just mental, it's energetic. It's the frequency you carry about what's possible for you. When you live by survival programming, even if you're making money and collecting awards, your vibration is still tethered to fear. Fear of not enough, fear of falling apart if you stop pushing, fear that receiving makes you weak, and life mirrors that back. That's why rewriting the blueprint requires both honesty and energy work. The steps are vibrational shifts. Again, step one, see the pattern. Awareness is frequency. The moment you can say, here's the belief I've been carrying, you pull it out of the shadows. You stop unconsciously vibrating at it and start to witness it. That witnessing alone begins to loosen its power. Step two, neutralize the pattern. Energy attaches to judgment. If you see the pattern but condemn yourself for it, you're still feeding it. Neutralizing is the act of releasing the charge. Yes, this helped me once, but it does not serve me now. That statement shifts the vibration from entanglement to neutrality, which creates space for something higher. Step three, practice the truth. Every action is an energetic imprint. When you practice the truth, when you allow yourself to receive without apology, when you give from overflow instead of emptiness, when you choose peace over pressure, you are embodying a new frequency. Over time, that vibration stabilizes and it becomes your new normal. This is why affirmations alone aren't enough. Words without embodiment are like seeds without soil. The true spiritual work is to see, neutralize, and practice. That's how you move from survival into overflow, not just mentally, but vibrationally. Now take a slow, deep breath in and exhale. This is your space to be honest with yourself. No judgment, no editing. Just let the truth rise. So again, step one, see the pattern. What money beliefs or behaviors do I keep repeating even when I say I want something different? Where am I still overgiving? Where am I still refusing to receive? Who did I learn these patterns from? Was it family, culture, community? And how did they shape my prosperity blueprint? Step two, neutralize the pattern. Which of these patterns once helped me survive, but now keep me stuck? Can I acknowledge this belief served me then, but it no longer serves me now? How does it feel in my body when I release judgment about these patterns and simply see them for what they are? Step three, practice the truth. What truth about prosperity do I want to begin living from today? Am I worthy of receiving? Am I supported? Money flows with ease. What small daily action can I take to embody this truth, both practically and energetically? If I lived in this new truth for just 1 week, what would look and feel different in my life? Take another deep breath and write freely, and let these reflections begin your process of rewriting your own prosperity blueprint. So now I want you to take another deep breath in and hold it for a minute, and then exhale. As you repeat these affirmations, imagine them becoming the new blueprint etched into your mind and your spirit. I see my old patterns clearly, and I choose to release them. I honor what once helped me survive, but now I choose overflow. I neutralize lack, fear, and over-responsibility. They no longer define me. I practice the truth that I am supported, worthy, and abundant. My prosperity blueprint is being rewritten in alignment with divine overflow. I am free to receive, free to give, and free to thrive. Every choice I make affirms my new vibration of prosperity. Now close your eyes. Imagine yourself standing at a drafting table. In front of you lies a large blueprint, the one you've been living from. As you look down, you see old markings, overgiving, refusing to receive, survival, exhaustion, just enough. Notice how heavy the lines feel on the page. Now imagine picking up a golden pen. With each breath, you begin to rewrite the blueprint. One by one, the old words dissolve, and new ones flow onto the page. Overflow. Freedom, ease, sufficiency, abundance, support, joy. See yourself stepping into this new design. Imagine walking through the door, leaving the old blueprint behind and entering into the new. In this space, money flows with ease. Support comes freely. You feel strong, soft, and open. You breathe differently here, lighter, fuller, free. Whisper to yourself, this is my new blueprint. I live in overflow now. Now take one final deep breath in and exhale. When you open your eyes, carry this image with you as a reminder. Your prosperity blueprint has already begun to shift. The belief that once kept you in survival don't have to define you anymore. They served you for a season, but they don't serve you now. Overflow requires a new foundation. And the good news is you get to write it. No one else can renew your mind for you. No one else can rewrite your blueprint. That's your power. That's your sovereignty. So this week, take the time to see your patterns clearly. Neutralize them with compassion. And then practice the truth until it becomes your new normal. That's how you move from survival into overflow. That's how you prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect in your own life. If today's episode spoke to you, I invite you to join me inside happyhealthywholerich.com, where we walk this journey together, rewriting old blueprints and living in the abundance that was already promised. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in your renewed prosperity blueprint. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.